Then, in Ravana's absence, Agastya Rishi came before Ram, knowing Ram to be greatly fatigued from the fighting. After being properly honored and welcomed, Agastya then said, "O my dear Lord, O Ram, kindly receive from me this Aditya Hridaya prayer, which is meant for satisfying the sun god. Oh, this mantra bestows great blessings and cleanses one of all sins. And one who chants this mantra prolongs one's life and remains always fixed on the eternal path of religion. This mantra is as follows. O presiding deity of the sun planet, I offer my obeisances unto you. You are the chief of all the demigods because of your unlimited effulgence, which thus maintains the entire universe. Indeed, both demigods and demons worship you for their ultimate welfare. You are the reservoir of all universal energy, and you are the source of life for all beings. As such, you perfectly represent the Supreme Lord Vishnu as his empowered expansion. Men who are knowers of the Vedas therefore worship you as Lord Narayana, situated within the sun, by chanting suitable prayers 3 times daily, for it is you alone who destroy the dense darkness of this universe, and thus I bow down unto you. O splendorous one, again and again I offer my obeisances unto you, for you are the eye of the Supreme Lord and witness of all the world's activities. O Ram, if you recite this mantra while worshipping the sun god, then you will certainly be able to conquer your enemy. Anyone who is in difficulty and who worships Surya Deva with this prayer never comes to grief." And as Agastya left, Ram already felt rejuvenated and thereafter sipped water 3 times while uttering the holy names of God. Then, with his gaze fixed upon the sun, Ram recited the Aditya Hridaya prayer and experienced great transcendental bliss. As Ram once again took up his bow and advanced towards Ravana, Surya Dev spoke to Ram from the sky, urging him, "Do not delay. Go quickly." Then Ram ordered, "O Matali, drive quickly to where Ravana is staying, but do so with great caution." But remembering that he was speaking to Indra's charioteer, Ram became embarrassed and apologized. "Oh, indeed I am sorry to have instructed you as if I were your master. No, I am simply eager to kill Ravana, and so I hope you will excuse my offense." Indeed, Matali was touched by Ram's display of humility, and thus soon brought Indra's chariot close to Ravana's side. Ram and Ravana then exchanged arrows, and the fighting once again became fierce. Evil omens came into view, foreboding the destruction of the Rakshasa king. Clouds rained down blood upon Ravana's chariot, and a flock of vultures followed behind Ravana. A huge meteor then fell close by, causing all the Rakshasas to become despondent. They were convinced that Ravana would soon die. But conversely, pleasing, auspicious signs appeared before Ram, indicating that victory would soon be his. Thereafter, Ram and Ravana exhibited the entire wealth of their prowess. The competition became so intense that the armies were stunned with amazement. Indeed, the soldiers stood motionless like paintings. They were so absorbed in watching the fight that they did not even think of attacking each other. When Ravana tried to cut Indra's flag, Ram deflected his arrows with his own. Determined to match Ravana blow for blow, Ram knocked down the Rakshasa king's flag. Next, Ravana shot Indra's horses, but when the celestial steeds did not even stagger, Ravana became frustrated. Ravana then resorted to using his Rakshasa powers of illusion to shoot forth clubs, discs, trees, and mountain peaks. But Ram counteracted all these weapons before they reached his chariot, causing them to fall upon the monkey army. Both Ram and Ravana continued to dispatch thousands of arrows upon each other, and as they collided in the sky, the shafts fell down onto the battlefield. In this way, the fighting continued for nearly 1 hour as Ram matched Ravana blow for blow. As all created beings looked on, their minds were filled with wonder. Both chariot drivers also displayed great skill. But then, as the chariots came side by side, Ram forced Ravana's four horses to turn away by cutting them with four arrows. This increased Ravana's anger, and he repeatedly assailed Ram with his arrows in retaliation. But Ram remained undisturbed. Thus, the exchange of weapons became so feverish that the fighting was unparalleled in the history of warfare. Sometimes Ravana displayed his ten-headed feature, and at other times he appeared in his normal persona with only one head. Suddenly, Ram severed Ravana's head with an arrow. However, as the severed head fell to the ground, a duplicate miraculously appeared in its place. Ram then severed that head, but another replaced it also. Again and again, Ram continued to sever Ravana's heads until 100 of Ravana's heads had fallen on the battlefield. But each time, a new head appeared in place of the old one. Ram then wondered, "With these arrows, I previously killed Maricha, Kara, and Virada. I pierced seven mighty trees and slayed the invincible Vali. These arrows have humbled great mountains and have agitated the fathomless ocean. So how is it that my arrows are now ineffectual against Ravana?" The duel thus continued at a fierce pace, and both combatants were obsessed with killing the other. Indeed, several days and nights passed without a gap in the fighting. Finally, when Matali saw that Ram was not gaining his desired victory, he inquired, "My lord, why are you only fighting in a defensive manner? Are you unaware of your limitless potencies? The hour of doom has now arrived for this king of the Rakshasas. So why do you not employ the divine Brahmastra?" And upon being reminded of his ultimate weapon, Ram took up the arrow which Agastya Rishi had formerly given him at the time of their meeting in the Dandaka forest. Lord Brahma had personally created this arrow for Indra's usage, and later it was presented to Agastya. The feathers of that wonderful arrow were supplied by Garuda, and the arrow itself was presided over by Vayudev. The razor-sharp head was created with the combined energy of the fire god Agni and the sun god Suryadeva. Mount Meru and Mount Mandara contributed their gravity, becoming the arrow's weight, and its shaft was made from a subtle ethereal element. This wonderful Brahmastra arrow was omnipotent and infallible, and its dazzling effulgence rivaled that of the sun planet itself. After empowering the arrow with the required mantras, Ram placed the terrible Brahmastra upon his bowstring. While gazing upon the flaming arrow, the monkeys became filled with delight, while dread penetrated the hearts of the Rakshasas. And as Ram pulled the bowstring back to his ear, the earth began to shudder and the heavens appeared to be thrown into confusion. At last, when Ram released the Brahmastra, it sped through the air like death itself, striking violently into the chest of the Rakshasa king. Piercing through Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt, the fierce arrow then entered into the earth, taking Ravana's sinful life along with it. Then, as the wonderful Brahmastra re-entered Ram's quiver, Ravana dropped his bow from his hand. Vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, Ravana fell down dead upon the ground.